Athabasca. Athabasca County Councilors passed a motion during their March 29 meeting to provide fencing and labor that will assist with the establishment of a kids' zone at the Magnificent River Rats Festival. Festival Society President Heather Stocking presented council with the request, along with a general update on what will be happening at this year's festival, which is slated to be held Friday, June 30 and Saturday, July 1. In 2022, Stocking had also requested the county fence off the River Ground parking lot so that the beer tent could be moved there, allowing for more children's activities at the new kids zone. On March 29, Stocking said they have a commitment from Home Hardware for $10,000 just to put towards the kids zone at this year's festival. It went over really well last year, having that extra area fenced off and having that area for the kids with the extra activities to do, she said. It's fantastic that Home Hardware has stepped up and offered to do that. It was really surprising. She also requested that when county staff come to take down the fencing, they not do so right around 6 a.m. or so and instead delay a couple of hours. Stocking said the volunteers who help put on the festival are still pretty tired, as that second day is really long. Interim Chief Administrative Officer Krista Wilkinson indicated that wouldn't be a problem this year since the event was running on Friday and Saturday, whereas in past years the festival went up until Monday. Stocking said this year's festival is slated to have more of a country and jazz, blues theme, noting that they have slated Dwayne Steele slated to headline on the Saturday night. Steele is a Juno Award-nominated Canadian country music artist known for hits like Anita Got Married, This Is the Life and Two Names on an Overpass, which was a collaboration with Lisa Brokop. We're very excited for him to come. If you've never seen him perform, he has a great stage presence, Stocking said. On the Friday night, the festival will feature harmonica player Rusty Reed, a mainstay on the Edmonton blues scene and a frequent performer at other events like the Edmonton Folk Music Festival. She noted they are still looking for some heritage acts and are hoping the local Ukrainian dancers may be able to perform. Deputy Reeve Ashton Anderson said it sounded like the 2023 festival would be an exciting time, adding, "We wish you another successful event." More information on the 26th Magnificent River Rats Festival will be available over the coming weeks at www.riverratsfestival.com. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.